One of San Antonio's most recognizable symbols is getting a makeover. Three finalists are vying to redesign the river barges that transport tourists and residents along the Riverwalk. Monday night, the Center for Architecture Gallery of the American Institute of Architects was packed with the curious. They wanted to examine the miniature replicas of what might be motoring along the San Antonio River. All three designs are electric-powered and handicap-accessible. The winning barge will replace the current 1995 fleet propelled by compressed natural gas. Other than that, the designs are pretty different. Joe Mepelink is the principal at Houston's MetaLab and one of the finalists. What's first noticeable about his team's entry is the intricate railing.
Our railing is based on papel picado patterns, which are, you know, with these paper, literally perforated paper. And something that you often see here at Fiesta and as decor, you know, around the city. So ours is stylized or based upon that tradition. Yeah, they're just these beautiful, colorful patterns.
Mepelink's design also allows for removable seats and benches, so the barge can be used for morning yoga classes or filled with sand for a beach cruise. San Antonio's Luna Architecture and Design is also a competitor. An important feature of its barge is the solar-powered canopy that shields passengers from the sun. Robert Luna is the principal for the company.
The boat that we have currently is a white boat, which also then reflects the light that comes off the LED, so you could have a multicolored boat at different times, or we could have a boat that's themed for Christmas or one that's deemed for any type of activity, so we can control the color and we can make it unique for San Antonio.
Jonathan Davis and Sadie Bruton from Austin designed the third competitive entry. Davis says the frame of their boat is not that different than what's on the river now.
So our barge, the idea was to really have quite a simple kind of hull body, the main difference being that it would be a single level barge. So that means that somebody in a wheelchair can get on the barge and not be restricted to the back like they are now, but be able to travel the full length of the barge.
Davis says they took inspiration from the river's architecture in creating the patterns and colors of their boat. Councilman Roberto Trevino, who's also a professional architect, says the new barge design will help define the city's image.
When we're trying to think of growing our downtown and creating a downtown that's for everyone, we need to take a look at all the systems going on downtown. The Riverwalk barges are really an important aspect of how we see our downtown, how we see our city, and how the world sees us.
The winner of the San Antonio River Barge Competition will be announced Friday and receive a $20,000 prize. The new fleet is anticipated to be on the water for the city's tricentennial celebrations in 2018. Louisa Jonas, Texas Public Radio News.